Oliver Callan on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by It's for Women. Discover female health insurance through It's for Women.
Let's talk to someone who knows him. Father Brian O'Sullivan is an Irish Augustinian priest in Rome. He's from Glengariff in West Cork originally. Good morning to you, Father Brian.
Good morning, Oliver. How are you?
Not so bad at all. This is a lovely day, I'd imagine, for you. And it's been a bit of a roller coaster emotionally, I'd imagine, since around about 6 o'clock Irish time yesterday.
Yeah, you can say that again. Yeah. Yeah, I was watching it here in the quietness of my own room because I didn't rush over to the square. In fact, I didn't expect white smoke so soon, to be honest with you.
Not many people did.
But I was able to follow it here in, on the Italian television and also on the Irish television and the online. So, I was very much part of what was happening. It was really, I didn't know how to react.
You know and have met the Pope, don't you? How do you know each other, Father Brian?
Yeah, well, we worked together. I was in our international house beside the Vatican, actually. I went there in 2001, and I was there for 10 years as prior of that house. And he was elected general in 2001. So yeah. We had a lot of, obviously communication, in that time. We were in the same complex. So I knew him pretty well, yeah, I did. And I've known him in recent times, because after he came back and became cardinal, mm-hmm. he has been coming into the Curia for lunch and for prayers and that sort of thing at the Augustinian house. And I've met him there a few times at lunch and that. So, I'd know him pretty well.
You had lunch with him, I believe, very recently.
I did, yeah. The day after the funeral, I had lunch with him.
Wow.
In St. Monica, in the Curia, the others were there. There's about communities, about 10 or 12. So, I said to him, shaking hands and saying goodbye and wishing him well and wishing the guidance of the Spirit. And he said, I'll see you here in 2 weeks.
Did he?
So I said, well, you never know. We leave it to the Holy Spirit. So it turned out...
Were you able to talk about the... Did you talk about the conclave when you met him? Because it's not even 2 weeks ago.
Not really, no. I didn't really. There were others, at the table as well. So I didn't... generally, at that stage, they were able to still able to talk about the meetings, but without giving any details before they went into the conclave. So it's just interesting. Yeah.
Did he become more serious when he became a cardinal only 2 years ago?
No, he never changed.
He's
the same person. Yeah. He's that type of person. He's very grounded and very at ease within himself, I'd say,
really?
As a person. He's easy to talk to, you could go in and have a chat with him. He doesn't look for attention and, he wouldn't be hail fellow well met type of person, mm-hmm. He'd be very, yeah.
He's approachable but unshowy, is that fair to say?
Yes, exactly. That would be it. And he's a good listener. You talk to him, and he's very straight. So he's
That's a good sign.
Just sound.
Bring us back to the moment. Sorry, Father Brian. Bring us back to the moment then. Yesterday, when you're sitting there on your own in your apartments, watching the Italian television, like the rest of the world, you've no idea who's going to appear in the balcony. Were you stunned when you saw your friend there?
No, not quite. But I was, in the last while, especially the last week, the local papers here, particularly the paper I read called the Messaggero, it's a more Roman paper, he was moving up, towards the front of the order of favourites.
Interesting,
And... I'd heard from people within the Vatican that he was very highly regarded. And obviously he was, because of the appointments that he got. You know, the head of the Congregation for Bishops is a very central role, you know, because, you know, appointing bishops around the world. Mm-hmm. So he was a very good friend of Pope Francis, you know, they saw each other regularly.
Yeah.
But, yeah, so I had an idea, and I was thinking, is it going to be him, you know? And when it came so quickly, you know, which was after four rounds of voting is very quick.
It is.
I said it's one of the main front runners, you know. I thought maybe one of the front runners.
Much of the world probably missed, but the Italian papers, like the one you mentioned, Il Messaggero.
They knew.
Did you have a little glass of something to celebrate?
No, I didn't. No.
You didn't?
I waited. There's a friend of mine staying with me, one of our confreres from Ireland, and I waited till he came back. We had, we went out and celebrated. But it's a strange feeling, you know. And then there, as soon as they said Robertus Franciscus, I recognized it's him. You know, I just couldn't, you know, I got a lump in my throat. It's hard to believe. You feel with him, you know, standing there in front of the whole world.
Yeah.
And, you know, you say, God. Yeah, such a
somebody you know so well, you know, is the head of 1.4 billion exactly. Catholics around the world. It's an extraordinary moment.
Yes.
Do you feel
extraordinary?
Do you feel somewhat sorry for him? Because, as you say, he's a quiet, deep thinking guy. He doesn't like the limelight. He's going to have nothing but limelight now.
No, but he's be able to handle it. Even yesterday on the balcony, I thought he was serene looking. He was nervous, but he was serene looking.
He was,
you know,
yeah.
And you know, I'd say he feels within himself. He believes that the Holy Spirit was, you know, helping obviously in the election of the Pope, and that he was elected so quickly that he has. He has big support from within the church, you know, and the hierarchy and the among the cardinals.
Yeah.
That he feels, you know, this is what I'm called to, and I'll make the best of it. And he's a good leader. I mean, he's been in leadership for a lot of his time as a priest.
Good
he
point.
Was,
yeah.
He was provincial of the Augustinians in Chicago in the Midwest province. And then he came as general, and he was re-elected. He had 6 years plus 6 years. And, you know, that shows us, you know, a level of satisfaction, you know, yeah. if he's re-elected. And he is a very good judgment and a good leader. And that has been clear in all his work and all his life, you know.
Father Brian, thank you so much for the chat and the insight. You've given us a lot of information there.
Yeah.
Should we wish you well? You're living and working in Rome. Father Brian O'Sullivan, thanks a million.
I am indeed, yeah, for the moment. Okay, thanks very much.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Ciao. That's Father Brian O'Sullivan of Glengariff, but now in Rome. And now it becomes old news quickly, doesn't it? Because now he has a lot of work to do. He has to get on with the matter of running this enormous church around the world, and he looks young and fit and healthy. He could have a very, very long papacy.